Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we're talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam and this beautiful persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, the immaculate and infallible Imam, the commander of the believers, the lion of Allah, the sword of Allah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And just, you know, with this introduction to His Eminence and all these beautiful titles that His Eminence has, we already begin to see, you know, glimpses of this amazing persona, this living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. You know, and truly He is a living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah. He was born in the house of God. That in itself is something which no other human being in the history of humanity has been able to say or will ever be able to say. You know, something that is a right reserved for Imam Ali alayhi salam, the fact that he was born in the very house of God. And he is the champion in all of the battles of Islam, to the point where Abu Hanifa, who is one of the major jurists and the scholars of the Ahlul Sunnah brothers, Abu Hanifa says that Imam Ali alayhi salam was on the right in every single one of his battles, in every single one of the wars and battles that Imam Ali alayhi salam fought in. He was the one who was on the right. So this idea that he is the champion of all of the battles before he attained Khilafa and after he attained Khilafa as well. You know, when it comes to being raised by the Messenger of Allah, following the Messenger of Allah like a baby camel, this itself is such a huge honor. Then he became the Caliph of the Muslims and he was the divinely appointed Imam. He was the husband of a woman like Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. On the other hand, he was the father of brave, courageous, pious, beautiful individuals, holy individuals like, you know, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Hazrat His Eminence Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam, daughters like Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, Umm Kulthum salamullah alayha. His companions were the greatest of companions, who were also the companions of the Messenger of Allah, whether it was Hijr ibn Adi or Salman al-Farsi al-Muhammadi or Abu Dhar Ghafari, Ammar Yasir, Miqdad. All of these amazing qualifications and all of these beautiful virtues and these kind of credentials that Imam Ali alayhi salam had, but never, never do we find him boasting. And this is what is the last point that we want to bring up. And the whole, you know, everything else we said was just a prerequisite. It was a precondition. It was setting the stage for this specific point. Nowhere do we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam boasted or was arrogant about any of these virtues that he had, which no other human being had these virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so despite what social status we have, financial status we have, despite what, you know, position we have, or the amount of wealth we have, or the amount of things we have, or whatever there is in our life that can be considered to be something valuable at our disposal, we should never boast or become arrogant or become haughty and proud in the face of other people. We should remember that whatever we have been given, it is from Allah, and it is Allah who gives, and it is Allah who takes based upon His divine wisdom. A very beautiful and thought-provoking lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
You and I can start saying, well, it's not really a big thing, you know, something here and something there. We can downplay what we want in order to fit historical models of what happened in the past. But on Judgment Day, Allah will question the integrity of our faith if we're going to use historical basis as the driving force of our morality. This is the key question that we're talking about. I consider the Muslim Ummah to be one. Our brothers of all different schools of thought, as far as I'm concerned, are good people. Each and every one of us wants to submit to Allah. We want to obey the Messenger of Allah. We want to do good and we want to forbid evil. So there's nothing on this podium that is passing any judgment on anybody. And our unity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bihamdillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Hold on to the rope of Allah and don't create this schismatic societies. Don't. Well, I ask Allah, what should I do to bring unity? وَعَتَصَمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold on to the rope of Allah. What is this rope? Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. The believers are the ones who believe in Allah and His Messenger. So thus I know that in the Muslim Ummah, first and foremost, you and I as Muslims need to go and ask the Messenger of Allah, what did you want from me? My respected Sheikh mentioned some of those arguments with regards to the event when the Messenger of Allah, before his death, appointed Osama ibn Zayd ibn Harith to leave the city, to go with an army. And he commanded the first three caliphs by name and said, leave. Okay, why is the Messenger doing this? The question is not personality. The question is, what is the will and the intent of the Messenger of Allah? Here, you notice that the Messenger stops the caravan in this place known as Khum, Ghadir, a place where there was an oasis. He erects a series of saddles and he climbs up on it and he tells the people, my time has come. My Lord will call me back to him soon. Why? Jibreel had come twice that year to review the Quran. The Messenger of Allah knew clearly that his death was imminent. This was his last trip and this command was very clear. Now, you might ask, why did the Prophet give this command? I mean, why did Allah command this in the end? I want to make a quick point here, quick footnote. Actually, the messengership of Allah, the messengership of the Prophet started with the appointment of Imam Ali alayhi salam as his successor. When Allah commanded that, warn your near ones, the messenger was already a messenger, by the way. The messenger was not a human being for 40 years, then he became a prophet after 40. This idea is false. From our perspective, it's unacceptable. The messenger was born a messenger. He was silent and waiting for the command of Allah. He wasn't the type who had no idea who he was and he made mistakes and then suddenly God conferred upon him prophethood. No, it challenges many, many issues after that. But we won't get into that. The point is very simple. That the messenger of Allah, okay, has been appointed as a messenger. 40 years he's silent. Then Allah says to him, your messengership now is active after Jibreel meets him in this, the cave of Thawr, the Nur, Jabal Nur. You find that Allah commands him first to warn his near ones. Wandur ashiratakal aqrabin. Warn your near ones. Why? The messenger of Allah, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. We did not send you except as a mercy for all of mankind. Why is he warning his family first? What's the purpose? Allah is establishing a principle, which from our understanding is what this principle is about, in that Allah has chosen a select group of people to be the flag bearers of Islam till Judgment Day. It doesn't go freely in the hands of society to be tossed around. Quran is establishing this principle.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.